So while preparing to record this episode, the audio that was on my mind is this TikTok audio that goes, "Okay guys, we're back. Did you miss us? Because we missed you." And to be honest, that is exactly how I feel. I feel like I've been away for a while. And I won't come here and say, oh, I had one reason or another. But I knew that I could not end the year 2023 without dropping a final episode for the year, even though I think I've dropped only a total of 4 episodes this year. And to be honest, I think I'm happy with that. Next year would be much more by His grace, but this year was just enough. Okay, hi everyone, my name is Olatobi, aka Tobes the Brand, aka Tobes. I miss my aka so much. Anyway, my name is Olatobi, the host of the Vibes Residency podcast, aka TVR podcast, and you are welcome to this beautiful episode. Honestly, I don't even know what I'm going to title this episode. Maybe I'll title it Gratitude or not. Whatever the title is, we'll see. We've come to that part of the year where everyone comes to talk about their achievements for the year, whether they bagged a degree or they got a new job or they're celebrating their work anniversaries or just celebrating something. I'm just here to say that even when it seems like things are not going well for you, even when it seems like, oh, you did not achieve as much as you maybe planned or as much as you anticipated or as much as your peers seemed to have achieved, I'm just here to tell you that don't measure your progress with another person's progress. And I feel like the construct of progress or the way we view progress is relative, because progress is moving from point A to point B, right? Progress is also moving from point A to point C. It's also moving from point A to point K, from point A to point Z. And because someone moved from point A to point Z, and you just moved from point A to point B, doesn't mean that you did not make any progress at all. Doesn't mean that you did not make any progress whatsoever. Take myself, for example. This year, I would have celebrated a 1-year work anniversary, but I didn't, because I didn't stay up to 1 year, because I had to leave. I felt the job wasn't serving me enough. I felt like I could do better. I deserved better. And I left, I think, on my 10th month or 11th month. I could have decided to say, okay, let me stay and say, yes, I celebrated 1 year at this company, yada, 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 yada. But I didn't, because the job wasn't serving me and it was taking a whole lot from me. A lot more than it should have. That is progress. Progress doesn't necessarily mean that you achieved something. Progress could mean you did something that benefited you, or you did something that made you happy, or something that made you lighter. And the kind of peace I had after leaving that job was much more than I've had in a long time. So because you didn't celebrate something, or you know, you don't have a job at the moment, doesn't necessarily mean that you've not had progress in the year 2023. I mean, look at the January you, and look at the December you. There was a day I sat down one day and I tried to write down all my achievements, like, okay, what are the things that you have done in 2023? And I remember last year I sat down, oh no, I didn't sit down. Last year I had a, you know how people have gratitude jar? I had like an achievement box where I put down most of my achievements. And I read it, I think I made that an episode. I read it on the 31st of December. So this year I didn't do that. What I did was I sat down a few days ago and I wrote out some of the achievements that I had in 2023. I may not come out here to say, oh, I did this, I bagged this, I did this, I bagged this, but little, little things, little, little movements, little, little progresses made me happy. Even if it was just to arrange your room, it gives you a little bit of satisfaction. It gives you a sense of achievement that, oh, yes, I did this. So because someone, you know, was a three-time TEDx speaker, traveled around the world, you have this program, they have this business that is booming, and you, maybe you guys graduated together, and you are just what's here trying to figure out your life, it doesn't mean that your life is a mess. It doesn't mean that. I'm not coming here to, you know, inspire to perspire to aguire to maguire to, you know, all that stuff, but I'm just here to say that regardless of anything, regardless of whatever, even though you've lost something this year, the fact that you have moved on, the fact that you've survived, the fact that you've come this far, I mean, it's progress. It's progress. It really is progress. So pat yourself on the back. Pat yourself on the back. Give yourself a treat. Like, say something nice to yourself. Say, oh, Oluwatobiloba, you did good this year. I am so proud of you this year. That is what you should say to yourself. You don't need to wait for someone else to say it to you. You don't need to wait for any external validation or any external appreciation to yourself. Appreciate yourself. Yeah, appreciate yourself. That is my message to you. And thank you so much for sticking with us. And by us, I mean the podcast. Even though I haven't been consistent, but I'm not coming here to say, oh, I've not been consistent because, no, I'm trying not to, you know, make a lot of excuses in the coming year. That's something that I am constantly trying to work on. And really, like, appreciate yourself this year. There's something that I trying to incorporate that is like a reward system for myself. Anytime I achieve something that, you know, took a lot from me, even if it's something as little as overcoming a challenge or overcoming something, there's something I want to be doing in the new year. I remember 2023 when it started, I said, oh, I'm gonna read books this year. I'm gonna read. I said many, many things that I was going to do, and I didn't do it. But the one time I actually read the book, it was a five part series of a particular book. So each part, anytime I finished reading each part, because I realized that my attention span was getting lower and lower, anytime I finished reading each part, I gave myself a reward, even if it was just, you know, a bottle of drink or something nice for myself, because I'm a sweet tooth, so I reward myself in, you know, sweets and stuff. So yeah, that is something that I did, and I finished the book, and I think I've read like three books is a lot, even though it's little. But next year I'm going to try to read much more, because I have a lot more books. I've gotten a lot more books in 2023 that I'm going to read for 2024, both ebooks and physical copy of books. But you guys, please, how do you read ebooks? Because it's a struggle. It's really, really, really a struggle. Anyways, I digressed. The reason why I'm here is to tell you to appreciate yourself this year. Appreciate yourself this period. Appreciate yourself and where you've come from, like how far you are. I was talking to my friend recently, and I was just telling her that it's so funny how a few years ago, all we're thinking about was, oh, I want to finish primary school and go to secondary school. A few years ago, all we're thinking about is, I'm tired of secondary school. I want to leave secondary school and go to university. A few years back, what we're thinking of was, oh, I want to go to university and I want to leave university. I'm tired. I just want to graduate. And some people have had their masters, and the thing is, like, oh, I'm just I just want to leave this masters and, you know, live life or get married or start my own family. So, like, life is in stages. So whatever stage you're in life, learn to appreciate it. You might be thinking, you know, I remember when I was young and I was thinking, when I'm an adult, I'm able to do anything that I want to do. I'm gonna be able to buy this for myself. I'm gonna be able to go anywhere that I want to go. Sure. It's just learning to appreciate each stage. Because now that I'm an adult, I'm like, I wish I was a child once, just for one day sometimes. So learning to appreciate the stage that you're in life is really important. So you don't look back and say, oh, I wish I had appreciated this stage more. So whatever season you are in your life, whatever, if you're just, trying to find yourself, and please don't do it alone, do it with God. Like, let him walk you through. I know this year has been one of the most emotional years for me. Like, this year, 2023, I've lost, I've won, I've gained. I mean, a lot of things have happened in the year 2023, and I'm really grateful, and I hope you are too. So no matter what, even if you've, lost something, or you feel like nothing is working out, you feel like nothing is going according to your plans, trust me, it will all work out in the end. It will all work out in the end. Just put your faith in God. And this is a time where you should hold on to him, because he wants to hold on to you too. I think I'm gonna close with this. And with that, the 2023 season of the Vibes Residency podcast comes to an end. See you in 2024, aka next week.